Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It is Crab Diving Live Friday, everybody. Faithless Friday. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Broadcasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening as a rerun of the crib. Almost made it.
Crib diving.
In the crib at the Crab Diving, crabdiving.com or at your favorite podcasting app or blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal. Our link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link, every time you go to buy shit at Amazon or you use the banner on our webpage, it'll take you there too.
And strike and strike and strike and strike.
We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything. Ooh. Just helps us out here.
Yay.
We don't live in the ghetto.
No, no.
I guess that's it, right? No, no. Right. Social media at Crab Diving. Join us on the Twitter during the show. We check that one.
Yeah.
And we also have a very fun Facebook page.
Right. Our face is fun.
And not overly active Instagram page.
No, not at all.
And we're not on the TikTok.
Right.
Though you are.
Yes. But I'm really.
Are you hanging out with the kids on TikTok? How's that going?
It's good. You know, I'm just trying to prevent the spread of fascism. Are you rated R
comedy on TikTok?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, there you go.
Of course. Anyway, I was just saying, just worried about fascism and this fragile democracy that we have, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Real casual.
Well, yeah.
You know, what are you going to do?
We're
spiraling down the shit wagon.
We're what?
Spiraling down the shit wagon.
Fighting the good fight.
Right, right.
By yelling into microphones 2 hours a day.
Oh, yes, yes.
Let's see what's going on. It is Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yay. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that you've done, especially this year. Good job, right? Good work.
I just opened the Drudge Report just for laughs first, and there's an ad at the top. I don't know what the ad is for. But it says, Grandma attacked outside store in Pensacola.
Okay.
I'll bet it's for one of those.
Grandma attacked.
Oh, wait, there's a really tiny little logo. I think it's like a life alert or something like that. Or
it's not a real story.
I'll bet it's to sell something that Granny presses a button.
Grandma's not attacked.
If she's being attacked by brown people.
Oh,
it's a really white woman, by the way. The picture is of a really white grandma
life alert
type.
Button. Hey, so that's not a real story.
I think that's probably not a real story.
Well, somebody will think it's real.
I don't want to click on it.
You see?
Although they have to pay if I click on it.
They're coming to get us. Look at this life alert advertisement.
I think it's a Google ad or I don't know what Drudge has on there for their ad deals, but
I think it's syphilis.
But they make I'm counting 1, 2, 3 ads only on the Drudge page. The one at the top, and then two that are interspersed in its columns.
Right. Right.
Holy Land Hell is the headline over at the Drudge Report.
Oh man.
Shit be going down in the Mideast.
Ugh, man.
As the war between Israel and Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip lit up the skies and sent civilians running for cover for a fifth night running on Friday, diplomats stepped up efforts to try and end the violence. As Gazans marked a grim Eid al-Fitr, feast, marking the end of the holy month of Ramadan, and Israel began a holiday weekend with no sign of an end to fighting. Casualties spread further afield, with Palestinians reporting 11 killed in the West Bank amid clashes between protesters and Israeli security forces.
Okay. Is there any way these guys can come to an understanding and say, listen, maybe we can stop shooting each other? Is that a possibility? Is anyone...
Well, I think that's probably that. What everyone is kind of right. suggested what should happen.
Okay. What does Biden want to do? What do they want to do?
Well, you know, America comes out with this, we feel bad for both sides.
Right.
And then we sell all the guns
to Israel
that the Israelis are using on the Palestinians.
Yeah.
To the Israelis.
And then we
shoot down any UN resolutions
right.
that are going to criticize Israel. There was like a pretty significant vote in the UN a couple of times that they wanted to condemn Israel for humanitarian crimes of what they're doing to the Palestinians. And we used our veto.
God.
Which is some bullshit, by the way. They got to rethink that. Because it's been used against us too with Russia. Russia gets permanent veto.
That's crazy.
It's one of those weird. There's a panel. Everybody's equal, but other countries are more equal than others, and somehow they get like a permanent veto. Russia does it for Iran.
Bananas. Yeah.
When they want to come down on Iran for something,
right?
Russia says nope.
Well, I don't know. Well, you got to
kick
him out of the group. I mean, because people don't want Russia in the group because they're a bad actor, right?
With
the planet at times. Like, yeah, well, you know. So can't you get kicked out for being a bad actor? I mean, we've been a bad actor, sure.
The Israeli military said more than 2,000 rockets had been fired from Gaza into Israel since the start of the conflict. About half of which were intercepted by defense systems. 350 fell into the strip itself.
Oh, shit.
Ahead of a session of the UN Security Council Sunday to discuss the situation, Biden administration envoy Hadi Amer, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Israel and Palestinian Affairs. We have a secretary just for that.
Right. Well, did they keep the same one Trump had, or did they have a new guy?
I would think it might be a new guy.
Why? They
or,
did a lot.
Or lady.
You don't know.
I don't know what Hadi, H-A-D-Y.
I don't either, but I'll tell you this. You don't know. I mean, Trump, they really tried. They did a lot of stuff in the Middle East. Didn't they?
It is a dude.
Okay.
The U.S. Embassy in Israel said the aim of his trip was to reinforce the need to work towards sustainable calm.
Right. Well, that wouldn't have been Trump's advice. No sustainable calm, please.
Why don't you just nuke him?
Yeah.
It'll keep a hurricane away, too.
Who cares?
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki said Washington's focused on leveraging U.S. relationships in the region to end the crisis diplomatically, adding that Israel has a right to self-defense.
Right.
Egypt was leading regional efforts to secure a ceasefire. Cairo was pushing for both sides to cease fire from midnight on Friday,
right.
pending further negotiations, two Egyptian security sources said. Egypt's leaning on Hamas and others, including the United States, trying to reach an agreement with Israel.
Well, I don't know. I hope they don't start World War III or haven't started it, whatever that would possibly mean. Do you think? Is this the beginning of a third world war?
You know, if Iran gets involved, then things could get ugly.
Right. Well, shit.
And Israel has nukes.
God. just got the clear. You can do whatever you fucking want.
I mean, wink, wink. Israel doesn't have nukes. Wink, 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 wink.
You know I don't have nukes. I do, though. But we just got, you know, the CDC just said you can go back to life as normal.
Well, if you're fully vaccinated, almost normal.
If you're fully fucking vaccinated, man. And now what? It's World War III? That's bullshit. That's not fair.
So that's the headline at the Huff, or at the Drudge, I mean.
I don't know who is in charge of the Middle East at the Biden administration, but boy, oh boy. I hope you have a better plan than other plans. I do. I mean, surely they do, right? I mean, they probably have a great plan compared to Trump's plan.
We have a history of kind of letting Israel get away with what it wants to.
Yeah.
So, well, I don't know. That's why Obama got that reputation for being anti-Israel, because he was like, well, wait a second. You know, you guys got to stop this shit.
Right. You have to look at why this is happening.
And the conservatives were like, he hates Jews.
Jeez. Conservatives. You guys are fucking wackos. Fuck off, Republicans. Honestly, you're done. You guys need to be fucking done, all of you creeps.
I think we knew this yesterday, but apparently it's official today or something. The HuffPost says, breaking news, floodgates, get it, gates?
Yes.
Open, buddy cops plea deal and is cooperating with feds.
Damn. Oh, shit, Matt.
Joel Greenberg, close associate of Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican from Florida, who happens to be our representative here.
Well, geez. Wouldn't you know?
I can't claim to be objective.
Right. Meaning what? You have an opinion about
every cell in his body. Yeah.
But really, I mean, what legislation has he passed that?
Nothing.
That has
what has
been
he done?
Horrible?
Nothing.
He hasn't done anything.
You know, like named some post office or something.
Thank you. Thank you, sex trafficker. Thank you for naming a fucking post office sex trafficker, child sex trafficker. Thank you.
I retweeted on our Twitter at Crab Diving a YouTube vidya.
Right.
That is, I think it's like 15, 20 minutes long, but it's kind of about his history in Florida and just what an ass bag he was and is and a disgusting human being. And now his fucking dad just bails him out of everything.
I didn't realize his dad was that loaded. His dad has that much fucking money that he could disappear if he wanted to.
I mean, I think so.
Jesus. Gosh. Surely that's... I really believe that will happen. I believe Roger Stone will call upon the Oath Keepers to whisk Matt Gaetz out of country and into the deep snowy hills of Siberia, where the fuckhead will have to live in hiding. Maybe.
Forbes had a story in April. Matt Gaetz's surprising family wealth.
Jeez. Well, that's not the most surprising part, really. The most surprising part is someone in his family is a sex trafficker of children, and it's him.
After graduating Concordia College in Minnesota, this is Papa Gaetz. He worked as a hospital administrator in Wisconsin and Florida in 1983. He co-founded a hospice provider, Vitus Healthcare, with an ordained minister and a registered nurse, helped build it over the next two decades. In 2004, the company touted as the nation's largest provider of hospice services for patients with severe life-limiting illnesses. Had more than 6,000 employees. It was bought by Cincinnati plumbing business Roto-Rooter.
What?
For $406 million.
Roto-Rooter's like, you know what? Let's get in this business. Okay.
He has the biggest chunk of his net worth in real estate investments.
Right.
Including six coastal homes on Florida's panhandle.
Wow.
An apartment in New York City.
Jeez.
Lots in four other states and part of a Pensacola office building.
Oh, okay.
Worth at least $15
million. Damn.
He has $6.8 million in various cash accounts.
Oh.
Cash accounts.
Right. So it's like cash.
So his debit card will work.
Right.
Jeez. So there you go. And he still has two businesses.
Oh, okay.
In the senior home care industry.
Right. It makes him sound so quaint.
He owns stock in over 100 companies.
Shit, yes.
Plus holdings in investment funds and retirement accounts. So Matt's doing okay.
Right. That's Matt's dad.
That's Matt's dad, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the family wealth.
Okay. Well, congratulations, white people. Another score for you.
So he could swing a few mil to make,
make
Matt skip the country.
However you feel about Daddy Gates and how he was politically, his money allowed his gross fucking son to be our congressional fucknut, you know?
Yeah.
And he turns out to be a fucking sex trafficker. There's nepotism in this, right?
Well, yeah. They thought that Don Gates, that's his father's name, would take the seat here, the congressional seat. They figured he would retire from the state Senate and just naturally take the seat here in Pensacola, but he didn't want to. So he said, here.
Take the load
I blew 25 years ago or whatever.
The load is certainly correct. Is Matt like his dad, or was his dad nicer?
His dad doesn't have a great rep. I mean, his reputation is of a brutal politician. Yeah. You know, like an old Chicago Mayor Daley type.
Okay.
You don't cross him, or
is he racist?
Come on. From the panhandle of Florida, a guy who's 75 years old and was a Republican? Come on.
Yes, you're right.
So,
look at my Nazi plate.
Dude is Joel Greenberg has pleaded guilty to a slew of federal crimes. Oh, they did it today.
Oh.
Including sex trafficking of a child.
Oh, shit.
He agreed to cooperate with prosecutors on ongoing investigations that could very well ensnare Matt Gaetz.
Oh, shit.
He faced an 86-page, 33-count indictment.
This is a tax collector, everybody. I mean,
former Florida tax collector.
What is this fucker up to?
Under the agreement, he will plead guilty to 6 federal charges, including sex trafficking. So they're knocking off... If they're all federal charges, if it was 33 federal charges, they're knocking off 27 charges.
Oh, shit.
Oh, awesome for him. I mean, awesome for people that want Gates to get.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this guy needs to go away if he's pleading guilty to sex trafficking.
Oh,
a child.
I agree. There's nothing he offers us as a
sex trafficking of a child, producing false identification. Aggravated identity theft, wire fraud, stalking, and conspiracy to commit an offense against the United States.
Well,
conspiracy to commit an offense against the United States?
I don't know about that.
Well, that's what he's pleading guilty to. The sex charge, sex trafficking charge alone carries a mandatory minimum of 10 years and a fine of $250,000. 4 of the other charges carry maximum sentences ranging from 5 to 20.
Oh, shit. Man, these guys are crazy hanging out together, these motherfuckers.
He also agreed to testify that, quote, he introduced a child to other men who engaged in commercial sex acts with the minor in the Middle District of Florida.
I've never heard of the term commercial sex act. It's just an odd way to put it. I mean, I guess it's not a commercial.
You can pay them with Venmo.
That's right. Well, they did, right?
A number of reports suggest Gates may be one of those other men, it says here.
Damn!
And that's where they actually start talking about the...
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The Daily Beast obtained copies of Greenberg's payments on Venmo.
Right.
Among them are several transfers from Gates to Greenberg, including one $300 payment Gates made on November 1st, 2018, along with the emoji love hotel.
What a fuck face.
There's a love what hotel a emoji?
Yes. Yes, there is. I guess there's one. Sure.
He also sent his friend 902 separate transactions in May of that year.
Okay.
Instructing Greenberg to hit up the name of the woman. The next day, Greenberg transferred what amounted to $900 to three young women.
Okay. Jeez. Wow.
The payments corroborate some of the women's accounts to CNN describing house parties Gates and other high-profile men attended in the suburban Orlando, in suburban Orlando, where cocaine, ecstasy, and sex were all on offer.
Welcome to Florida, everybody. Woo-hoo! Cocaine, ecstasy, sex. Commercial sex, mind you.
With underage girls.
Right. And you know what? Some of our lawmakers are here organizing it, in fact, paying several for it. Finance. Yes,
I have a feeling. I have a feeling not only Matt Gaetz is sweating bullets.
Yeah.
With this guy. This guy better be under protection or he might end up. He might end up no longer with us.
Well, I think the Oath Keepers are going to come to Matt Gaetz' rescue via Roger Stone.
Oh.
They're going to whisk Matt Gaetz out of the country on a Zodiac boat. And then Matt Gaetz is going to, along with the Oath Keepers, take over the support yacht for Jeff Bezos.
Maybe Nestor's going to take him back to Cuba.
Nestor. I forgot about Nestor. You'll never see Nestor again, man. I'm sorry. This is the way it has to be. No! Yes!
Daddy.
Air quotes.
So, yeah, Matt Gaetz, you know, probably fucked. Good. Good riddance. This is great.
Yeah.
We want to see him squirm.
What wretched vial of a human being will run in his place for the Republican?
Oh, right. Doug Underhill, I'm telling you.
Stop it!
I have no doubt that Doug Underhill is going to run the Trumpiest, grossest
bullshit.
County commissioner here in our county.
Not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent. I can't imagine.
He's God, really Trumpy, and he's a spectacular asshole.
He is. And he's already in trouble, that's what those Republicans love. He's trouble going on.
Even more. Now they're hard. Oh, yeah. I keep saying it.
But his shit is like he's using campaign donations to pay for his legal defense of he's being sued for slander.
That's right. It's the left-wing activist coming after him.
It's like... Super slander's nothing, by the way. I mean, Matt Gaetz is trafficking children.
Allegedly.
I think you might be able to lose the allegedly before too long. Before too long. I don't know.
So those are your headlines, Matt Gaetz. Quite possibly fucked.
You, sir...
Daddy's money may not be able to save him from this one.
Right. Well, no, the jury's still out on that. Don't underestimate daddy's money. Don't ever do that. It's America.
It is Faithless Friday, everybody. We wave our atheism around a little more prominently.
Do you think Matt Gaetz is going to get a face transplant?
Well, I mean,
you know, like in a
can only upgrade
Marvel movie. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Except Mitch McConnell, maybe.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Mitch McConnell would kill for Matt Gaetz's face.
Sure.
I mean, for anyone's face. His face is just wretched.
Intercessors for America, Ryan.
Ooh, God.
Intercessors.
We are insane.
They are a, quote, army of prayer warriors.
Oh, shit. Calm down. Not with guns, right? No guns.
Right.
Is that...
Well, I think the most of it is prayer, but I would bet there's, you know, the Venn diagram's a circle of the ones that are prayer warriors that also have significant armage.
You guys that are this deep into your religion, if you're running around with a bunch of people in the name of your religion... armed, you are in need of something like a restraining thing or
play Onward.
Yeah. Play video games. Don't be video games.
Onward's a
dumb fucks.
Really cool.
Oh, yes.
First person shooter where you're an army type dude or one of the other factions. But it's supposed to be one of the more realistic.
Right. And you get to shoot and you get to kill people. But it's a video game and you're not really doing it. And that's what, if you want to be in a militia.
And you can team up and you can, you can play against each other. You can, it's kind of cool.
You're missing the point. You really should play video games. Don't be in a militia. That's insane. I don't know why you don't see it as insane. Don't you think being in a militia is nutso?
So this army of prayer, army of prayer warriors.
Yeah.
Who aggressively promoted former President Trump. Oh, remember, they
aggressively, as opposed to the other people that were like, you know, well, you really should vote for Trump, you know.
They intercessored like fuck for him.
Right. They all did. They all are aggressive. They're all mean and they're all horrible, fucking vengeful fucking people.
Well, they sent an email out yesterday to subscribers of the, quote, prophetic Elijah list.
Hell yeah, motherfuckers! Prophetic. Who's prophetic?
Elijah list, where the Intercessors for America urge readers to sign a prayer card rallying around Governor Ron DeSantis. The intercessors, Ryan, are intercessing.
Why?
Intercessoring?
Why do they need, why does he need you if he's so fucking great? Why does he need your fancy ass fucking prayers? Why does he need to be intercessed?
He also says they will be hand delivering the cards when they reach their goal of 100,000 prayers.
Stay the fuck away from my house with your weird ass cards and your fucking religious fucking bullshit. I don't want anything to do with your wackadoo.
The card readeth, "Together as the body of Christ in America, we lift up Governor DeSantis. We stand in agreement with heaven's purposes concerning our nation.
Listen.
We stand by this governor who has declared his state to be under God's rule and authority and seeks righteousness and justice." And then here, this is Right Wing Watch. It says,
insane.
Scriptural citations excluded.
Oh yeah, we're going to exclude a whole bunch
of bullshit from the Bible, in other words. They left out.
Right, right. Leave them in. Don't leave them in. It doesn't make a difference to me. It really doesn't, you know. Gosh. Well,
DeSantis has delighted right-wingers by recently signing the voter suppression law.
Yes.
In a ceremony closed to everything except Fox, as well as signed legislation banning transgender women and girls from scholastic sports in the state. He signed legislation and issued an executive order overriding local mask requirements.
We are a state awash in coronavirus variants. We are awash in poverty, in snakes, in invasive species like tegus, like
God, this fucking tegus.
Yes, yeah, fucking goddamn tegus. What are those? A wild boar. The armadillos are invasive.
Those monkeys from that movie.
Oh yes, macaque monkeys. They're macaques. They are invasive.
We have that Tarzan movie, right?
Oh,
wasn't
yes,
it?
Absolutely.
There's like a colony of monkeys. Cause
that Tarzan movie that wasn't racist at all.
Oh, not at all.
And, you know, and our state is sinking into the Gulf and into the Atlantic Ocean.
Wednesday, a day before this email came out, a poll sponsored by the right-wing Convention of States Action Group, that's terrifying.
Oh, yeah, where do I come?
Declared DeSantis, they declared DeSantis the front runner.
For
the
what?
The dog is deciding.
Not for president, not
she
for the nomination.
She must have some lap time. Ugh.
Okay, not for the Republicans nominee for president, not for that.
The front runner for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination if their orange dick bird doesn't run again.
Oh, my God, don't do it, America. Listen to me, Democrats. if DeSantis is the Republican ticket, you have to vote for the person running against him. I mean that in the most sincerest of ways. He is my governor right now, and he sucks.
This could be one of those situations.
Do
like,
not do it!
Like the people of New York 4 years ago. The people of New York were screaming to the rest of the country, including the Republicans of New York, oh, dear God, do not elect Donald Trump.
Oh, my God.
We know him. We know he's a crook. He's a clown. Right. He's an idiot. He's a cheat. He's a sexist, a misogynist, a racist.
You know, the thing is, there's lots of liberals and shit in New York to say that about Donald Trump. Yeah. I can't stand DeSantis. No one really likes him. But I think the truth is people do like him here. I mean, there's lots of Republicans that like him. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I'm just saying there's got to be a significant block of people in New York that hate Trump.
Yeah. Even Republicans.
But there's lots of progressives there too.
But that may be what happens here, where Florida will be screaming, dear God, don't do it. And the rest of the country will be like, well, murder.
No, no. And don't split the vote on the Democratic side. Just don't. Whatever you can do to not have, I don't care, to not have DeSantis be president. He's dumb as fuck. He's a dickhead. Why do you want the country to look like the state? The state is the butt of everyone's joke all the time. And all of a sudden, people are like, God, that dumb dickhead that ran the state should run the whole fucking country.
Trump said last week that, quote, a lot of people would be excited about a Trump-DeSantis ticket.
I'm bombing.
I'm sure Mike Pence is hurt.
Oh, God. Mike Pence. Oh, you dumb fuck. How did it work out for you, Mike? How did it work out for you, this whole thing? How do you think it went?
The Intercessor for America, in their email, their...
why do they need email if they're powerful?
Their poobah.
Why
can't they pray something? Or
this is stupid.
Have an angel drop some shit off. Take a
message. If you're such a big fucking deal with this prayer.
Angel Graham.
Right, yeah, why am I emailing you? Don't you just know I want it, or can I just contact you telepathically?
Watch those angels. They'll knock you up. He said, the poobah of the Intercessors for America said that he recently met with DeSantis. Oh. Just last month, I was in Florida speaking with Governor DeSantis about how Christian conservatives can defend principles of freedom and liberty. He told me he rejects government overreach, like enforcing a vaccine passport or shutting down churches during a pandemic. And he's a man of his word. He just signed into law a bill that suspends all local COVID emergency orders in Florida.
What is wrong with these people, these conservatives? You guys, everyone involved in this story is batshit crazy. I can't imagine someone would actually say what you just read out loud.
There's more.
Oh, okay.
On a daily basis, Governor DeSantis endures relentless personal and spiritual attacks.
Hey, dumbass, I'm attacking you spiritually right now. How do you like it? Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Attacks from fake news media, spinning biased stories against our country's most conservative governor, like the outrageous lies they tried to spread about how Governor DeSantis handled COVID-19, when in fact it was another leftist governor abusing his state's elderly population. Oh, look at Cuomo. Look at him, deadline people.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Cuomo, not so great. But DeSantis, oh, my God. I mean, God, Cuomo, however you feel about how Cuomo handled that pandemic, he tried, right? He did have a plan. Our governor had no plan. He didn't give a shit.
He suffers attacks from liberal politicians who want to see Governor DeSantis manipulated and canceled.
No, canceled. Yes. Yes. Manipulated. It never occurred to me.
And attacks from forces of spiritual opposition. You and I know we'll come after anyone who stands up for the word of God.
Ultimately, my goal is to manipulate DeSantis for everyone to see.
Gross.
So
be on OnlyFans later.
Yeah. DeSantis has an OnlyFans. Oh, God. That's so Florida.
Among the specific asks, they ask readers to make of God in prayer, please, Lord, allow Governor DeSantis to rule in the midst of his enemies.
Jeez.
Not backing down or wavering due to threats or intimidation.
God, I mean, Jesus. What?
To rule in the midst of his enemies. Not, hey, let's make everything better for everybody in the state. Let's help our poor brethren and sistren. Let's help our downtrodden and our marginalized.
Yeah, these people want to put Florida in the gimp suit and let Ron DeSantis beat us with a fucking sausage all day.
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you.
They want some like warlord.
We want a daddy. We want a daddy that's going to beat us and tell us we suck.
Some leather thong with like guy liner.
A spike leather thong, and then I want you to tax the shit out of us, you motherfucker. Tax us. Take our shit. Sex traffic our children. You're a Republican, right? You would do that? Would you do that?
Yeah, dude. Ask Matt Gaetz.
You guys are a party of fucking monsters.
What if Matt Gaetz What if Matt Gaetz has something on Trump?
Oh, God.
And offers to flip on Trump.
I love awesome. Bring me some popcorn. I'll watch that shit.
Or what if he has something on other people?
Do you think? Okay. Oh wow. Like who? How deep?
Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah. Does he have anything on
Kevin Sorbo?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Bring that motherfucker down.
What would Kevin Sorbo
even lower than, than he's already debased himself?
Kevin Sorbo by night, by day is a, what does he even do anyway? Is he still
doing Christian movies.
I'm doing Christian movies.
Christian TV shows because nobody wants to fucking work
right.
with him.
And at night I'm signing my books in a glory hole somewhere in fucking Vancouver.
Oh, there's an update.
Crab diving update.
An update on the black fungus that's spreading in India.
Jesus fucking Christ. Jesus, guys.
What's the update?
The update is it fucking sucks. It's worse than it was. It's worse than what we reported yesterday, Pat. In fact, it's
they're urging people
much
not,
worse.
They're urging people not to panic. Okay, there's this deadly black fungus that we may have to cut half of your face off to save your life, but you know, don't panic.
Yeah, don't panic, everybody. Panic though. Don't panic. I mean, you don't panic. Just stay home. But these microbes, right? They saw this dirt in India that has these microbes. Normally, the microbes aren't such a big deal, but everybody's immune system is for shit now because of corona. Now the microbes are fucking everybody's shit up.
Yeah.
You got to keep the microbes out of your shit if you live there in India. But we don't need any masks here.
Maybe the solar storm that's coming will fry everything anyway.
Do you believe them that it wins the solar storm?
Let me get that one. Go
ahead. Is there really a solar storm? Yeah.
Do I believe what?
Or is that like a bullshit? An asteroid's going to hit us? Kind of. Oh God. Oh well. Let me talk about this stupid thing. It doesn't matter.
A National Weather Service has issued a G3 strong geomagnetic storm warning.
What the shit am I supposed to do about that?
It's like a giant EMP. It can fuck with electronics.
Where?
Everywhere. Earth.
When
solar sun, it comes from the sun.
I understand that, but when
where are the dates here? 12 13 14 15 today, tomorrow, and then bigly
today.
Well, either maybe today or tomorrow, slight medium chances, and then the big chances are on Sunday and Monday, it looks like.
Okay, well, today I was just out there, just laying in the sun. I had no idea.
A rare geomagnetic storm has the potential to mess with some electronic and GPS systems. Is hitting the globe right now.
Shit, man. Nobody told me. I didn't know.
It's whatever. It's not a severe G5.
Right.
But it's a G3. A G5 can absolutely obliterate electronic systems.
Great. What does that mean? Like a computer?
It's like an EMP. It can fry shit, yeah.
Well, that's great. Fucking great, man.
It's caused by a wave of energy ejected from the sun that hits our uppermost atmosphere, known as the magnetosphere. It interacts with the ionosphere and ends up creating radio waves, which then can end up destroying electronics because it creates new currents and otherwise passive lines.
Right. Anything we can do about it, guys?
It can interrupt.
Just get fucked.
In some cases, bring down power grids.
Again, are we just going to get fucked by this? Or is there a plan? Is there something we can do to make these not happen? Can we nuke the sun? Has anyone thought of this?
You know what our nuke would look like hitting the sun? This little tiny little pinprick white dot for a millisecond.
But what? There's no plan, like, you know, umbrella.
Well, I mean,
maybe.
There's nothing. It's not great.
That's it. There's no.
Well, we
just
I mean, it's, you know.
Way to tell people about
satellites
it.
And shit, and astronauts fucking, in the space station are more at risk to actual shit happening.
Oh God, I didn't even get one update on my phone. Not one update about this dumb fucking solar storm.
Well, it's not that urgent of
a storm.
But it may, yeah. On March 18th, 1989, the entire Canadian province of Quebec was impacted by an outage because solar flares knocked out power.
That didn't have anything to do with Ron, their mayor or their governor, Ron. Oh, that was Toronto, though. Their late governor. The governor of Toronto or the mayor of Toronto.
Oh,
I can't think of his name. Is it Ron?
Yeah, I'll get it in a second.
Oh, shit.
I can't think of anything.
Did he have anything to do with it?
He may have.
His ghost, if he happened to have been dead.
Ford?
Ron Ford. Rob Ford. Was it the ghost
No,
of
his
Rob
brother
Ford?
Is Rob Ford, isn't it? Or is he Rob Ford? He was Rob Ford.
Rob Ford was the crazy fucking guy.
Yeah. His brother is currently, like, one of the poobahs of
what does a family
province
have to
or something.
Do
I don't know. Sorry, Canadian listeners.
Name, yeah. What does a family have to do to get their name out of fucking politics? I mean, fucking seriously. I don't know how Rob Ford's brother is, but I would think after Rob Ford, anybody else, people say, I am not voting for that guy.
Oh, he's a dickwad, too, I think.
God.
I think he's another.
Oh, God. I don't think.
Thanks, Shelby.
I mean,
I don't think he's as crazy as Rob.
Is there any way we're going to have another Trump in an elected office, do you think?
Sure.
Ugh. Boy, our country is just so, ugh, you know?
Yeah.
Gross.
It's got a lot of growing up to do.
President Don Jr. Daddy.
I can't find my Rob Ford clip.
Oh, shit.
Very sad.
Olivia Gondek.
Here we go.
Oh, and the last thing was Olivia Gondek. It says that I wanted to eat her pussy. Olivia Gondek. I've never said that in my life to her. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home. Thank you very much.
It wasn't a solar event. They just got all the flashes going off at that moment.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a storm.
So, if any of your electronics are going weird, it might be
the ghost of Rob Ford.
They're rarely severe, but
enough to say enough to take up space in the news. So, whatever that means,
right? For them to issue a warning
again,
like planes.
Where did they issue
flying in certain hemisphere, in the northern hemisphere? I think. Well.
Maybe we were lucky enough that we got the solar storm at night when we were away from the sun. That would be the luckiest. Did you see any flashes?
Well, it's kind of ongoing. And then
it
peaks. Yeah, it's going to peak.
But then we're rotated away.
Yeah, and then back into it.
But it just won't stop.
But yeah, it's been going for days.
But it'll stop eventually.
Sure. Well, we think.
What do we really know about the sun?
I don't think it's
not blowing up right now. I don't mean to cause panic.
Well, we'll find out in about 8 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. Speed of light.
Okay.
We don't know that. It could have just blown up.
Okay.
Is that not comforting?
No. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if the sun blows up, I don't know that it... I mean, of course it'll affect us.
Yeah, well, instantly...
We'll be dead.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Our faces will expand. Our eyeballs will disintegrate. Our testicles will become monsters.
I mean, I think.
We'd be dead as shit, well, man. Yeah, oh yeah,
probably. It's going to probably swell to a red giant anyway and swallow us up anyway, eventually. Mm, so
okay. Well,
in a few billion years.
Right.
That's the way these yellow stars tend to go, just, like
that,
ours.
That story did sound like the beginning of every shitty, you know, end of the world movie that The Rock is in. Or maybe he turns it down.
The solar storm?
Yes. It is the solar storm.
Oh, don't worry about it. It's not going to be anything.
Time. Yeah, they're fine. Don't worry about it.
And suddenly an EMP wipes this out all summer, of civilization.
An EMP wipes out all of Bakersfield, California.
We have a, Elise Stefanik has been replaced, has been elected to replace Liz Cheney.
Damn. Shit, guys. Boy, the Republican Party, how do you describe these guys? They are just so mean.
They're insane, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see the latest video that surfaced of, Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Mm-mm.
What a spectacular asshole.
Yeah, she's pretty gross, too. I mean,
so they've got her yesterday yelling at and chasing AOC, screaming about why do you support terrorism and why do you support Black Lives Matter?
Any job I have, I go to work, and when I'm at my work, the presumption is no one is going to chase me around screaming at me for supporting Antifa. That's what I would like.
So before she was elected to Congress, though, in 2019, in February, so just, you know, a year before she was elected, Taylor Greene was in the House.
Yes.
In Congress, somehow.
Right.
In the congressional offices. And her... she was live streaming.
Yeah.
And she went to AOC's office with her and her associates. AOC's staff rightfully locked the doors on these assholes. So she starts yelling through the mailbox, the mail slot in the door.
Oh my God. So,
and then a year later, this asshole was elected to Congress by Georgia.
Yeah. That's so, she's screaming.
Okay, I think we're going to have to ask for directions. Legislative Resource Center.
So she's...
Oh, God.
Yeah, she's...
she's doing an act here.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a drama. She's doing drama. This is Hamlet. And this is stupid Hamlet, by the way, right?
And she got elected.
Oh, my God. Georgia, God!
Yeah. You want to talk to Crazy Ocasio? You come to this little thing and you open it up and you whisper
confession
into her.
Session.
This is confession. This is Ocasio confession right there.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I'm an American citizen. I pay your salary through the taxes that you collect from me through the IRS because I'm a tax-paying citizen of the United
States. She's down on her knees. at the mail slot, holding the mail slot open.
How sad.
I'm a woman, I'm a female business owner, and I'm proud to be an American woman. And I do not support your socialist policies, and I do not support your murderous abortion policies. As a mother of three children, I'm appalled at New York's law for abortion, and it needs to end, and it needs to stop now. You're bringing God's judgment on our country, and I'm against...
Jeez.
This is a now representative, who, by the way,
elected.
Has 0.0 power. She's got plenty of time to chase the other representatives through the hallways, because she's on no committees.
And you know what? This is... That might have been a gift for her. Now she has... You know, she can do whatever she wants. She could go on tour with sex trafficker Matt Gaetz.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You know, I don't know what they did on there. They rubbed nipples, exchanged sex trafficking stories.
Sit as well as my friends. So you need to stop being a baby and stop locking your door and come out and face the American citizens that you serve. If you want to be a big girl, you need to get rid of your diaper and come out and be able to talk to the American citizens.
Says the woman
who
looks like she's at a glory hole waiting for a customer.
Oh, absolutely. And hey, man, the American...
In the halls of Congress.
Well, and you know, the American...
Not that it hasn't happened before.
Yes, absolutely. But the American people did come into the halls of Congress.
You can take tours.
To confront
tours
the lawmakers.
Oh, sure.
And they rioted. Yeah. And somebody died. People died.
And pooped.
And there was... Somebody took a shit. There's a reason she's locking the door.
Instead of us having to use a flap. A little flap.
It's kind of like hers. It's kind of flappy. She's like, she keeps flapping her gums.
Oh,
flappy, flappy.
Listen to the little scumbags that are her anal remora.
This is what happens.
That are, oh, yeah. Here's where you whisper and you want to talk to her. Oh, it's like her. It's flappy, flap, flapping her gums.
This is what happens. We have this, like, white male, white supremacy society, and every time there's a non-white dude with any kind of prominence in our government, everybody goes sexist. There's so much sexism about her, right?
And
Pelosi and Clinton. And, I mean, God, it's so gross.
A little flap.
It's kind of like hers. It's kind of flappy. She's like, she keeps flapping her gums.
Flappy.
Yeah. Okay, well,
this is like child games.
This is confession session.
Oh, the two white dude loads that are with her are wearing MAGA hats, of course.
You know.
Now they're taking a turn at the mailbox.
Your people are inherently violent.
And creepy.
Well, I mean, it's like if you are stalking someone in a MAGA hat, I mean, that says something.
Why was she not ejected?
I don't know. That's a good fucking question. I mean,
knocking on the door is one thing. Kneeling down and talking, yelling through the fucking mail slot is another.
The thing is, if I was AOC or, you know, one of these lawmakers before the Capitol thing, at least, I would just, maybe they don't think like this. I would assume that everything was safe. Like, I would assume I would be safe.
Right.
Congress.
That's what the Congress people said on January 6th. They never thought that this could happen.
But now I imagine if they walk in there, they see something. They're like, I don't know about that. They might ask, I guess.
Anybody know?
Hello there.
Hello. Hashtag, where's AOC?
Ooh.
I hear you in there.
Well, listen to his buddy with the camera behind him.
You in there.
Oh, you're so funny. You're so funny, Brad. Oh.
I hear you in there. We're going to come in there and get you.
Creepy.
It's hide and seek.
This is
hide and seek.
It's hide and seek. Tag, you're in. Guess what? You can't stay in there forever.
That's pretty threatening.
Oh, my God.
Can you come out and play?
Let's go. All right, so we were, I guess.
What vermin?
Jesus Christ.
I mean you're just
you're
horrific people.
Her.
We got the message before we came here. Because if you want to come out to visit the socialist communist.
You're a very good artist.
I'm just trying to.
Oh, God, there's a book you can sign.
Yeah.
And they drew, you know, all kinds of shit in there and stuff.
Great.
Who's talking to them right now?
Huh?
Who's talking to them right now?
This is just her and her minions walking around by themselves,
yeah,
I guess.
This is her book where we sign it.
This is her signing book, and I'm just signing the
amateur child.
Yeah.
Should we draw a wall?
They're drawing a wall in the congressional book.
Good.
Just chill.
Good. By the way, we understand how you feel.
Should we draw a wall?
No, we get it. You're a racist. You're an asshole. No. The wall is unnecessary. We understand you.
God damn.
Just to make sure you get it. Yes, draw the wall, please.
AOC has said, at this point, I think the depth of that unwellness has raised concerns for other members. I'm concerned about her perceptions of reality. She thinks AOC or Marjorie Taylor Greene is batshit.
Of course she is. She is crazy. And I would be concerned. I don't give a fuck about her perceptions of reality. I'm concerned about her being violent.
Yeah.
Or inciting someone to be violent.
Just about the whole situation with Marjorie Taylor Greene, is there any aspect to that? There's obviously more clips that have been uncovered.
Yeah, it seems as though she had been posting some videos. I mean, this is a woman that's deeply unwell.
Unwell.
And clearly needs some help. And her kind of fixation has lasted for several years now.
Her fixation.
Who's fixation?
Marjorie Taylor Greene's fixation on AOC. This is AOC talking.
Oh, okay. Now. Yeah.
And then she says, at this point, I think the depth of that unwellness has raised concern for other members. I'm concerned about her perceptions of reality. So,
yeah, I'm concerned about her fans and her followers.
Exactly.
Storming the Capitol again.
How long before they're aiming their guns through the mail slot?
Oh, yeah. Or just other
again.
Weird, yeah, or other weird acts of terrorism.
Right.
How are these people organized? These Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys and the what are the other ones? These Oath Keepers, these Proud Boys, and that's it. The Fuck Nuts, you know. How are they organized? I mean, these militias are organized,
well, yeah,
right? I mean,
Facebook and
what do you mean? Hey,
Signal,
a group chat. Everybody, meet me.
Well, they start out as police chats, probably.
Oh yeah. Do I bring my badge or my...
Oh, this can't be good. Mississippi Supreme Court trending.
Uh-oh, shit.
Oh, this is infuriating. Motherfuckers. Mississippi will remain in the minority of states without medical marijuana.
Oh!
After the state Supreme Court overturned the ballot initiative that the voters approved last fall.
They specifically said... they wanted to get fucking high. And your SCOTUS says no? How is... what? That is some bullshit, man. That is crazy.
But mainly, these judges just took a scythe to the initiative process. So they're basically trying to take away... Republicans hate ballot initiatives because that's democracy.
Fuck yeah, they do.
Six justices ruled that the medical marijuana initiative is void because the state's initiative process is outdated.
What?
Three justices dissented.
But what does that mean? Their process to how you present?
How you put shit on the ballot, yeah.
Right.
The initiative was added to the Mississippi Constitution in the 90s. It requires petitioners trying to get any initiative on the ballot to gather one-fifth of signatures from each congressional district. Mississippi had five congressional districts at the time it was written, but the state dropped to four after the 2000 census, and language dealing with the initiative process was never updated. They just
so
changed
what?
The number of districts.
But can't you just say, this is what their judges should have said. You know what? Okay, yeah, that's true. There's that weird thing going on with the... whatever, how these initiatives are brought forth. But, you know, medical marijuana is trending in this country and more states are going in that direction. So why don't we just take this as an opportunity to get in the weed business, guys?
Right.
Why couldn't they have done that? Is that reasonable?
I don't know.
You can't do that. I guess you just have to say no because you're just evangelical cunts. You don't want people to get high.
Critics say they've stepped completely outside of Mississippi law to employ an interpretation that not only amends, but judicially kills Mississippi's citizen initiative process.
Do you know?
Kill the whole process.
Right. In the kind of weed you could grow in the Mississippi River Delta. Oh my God. It would be great. I think. How crazy. Grow the fuck up, guys. They voted. It's a ballot initiative. That's literally people like voting yes or no on something.
Yeah. So these assholes, let me take a look at them. Oh, look at all the old white guys. The Mississippi Supreme Court. There's a black guy. There's one black guy.
Okay.
There's a woman.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 white guys.
Perfect.
One older black gentleman and one woman.
Yes. I mean, I don't know. Do you think these guys are just trying to give themselves some time to get on the board of one of these medical marijuana companies? That's why they're not passing it yet. They're standing in way.
I don't know how the Supreme Court in Mississippi works. Like, I don't think states have lifetime appointments or anything like that.
Really?
I think they have to run, don't they, in a lot of states?
I don't know.
If they do, I'm hoping the fuck that these motherfuckers get swept out.
Oh, yeah.
For this bullshit.
Right. People said they wanted it.
And that's what they hate. How many times has that happened here? Medical marijuana, they gutted it. If you are a convicted felon, once you serve your time, you can vote again. They put a shank in that and turned it into a poll tax.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. They don't like voting.
Yeah, right. Right.
They don't really want to. They don't want America to be a representational government, unless you're a corporation. Or a white penis wielder that believes in Jeebus.
President Biden has named Neera Tanden as a senior White House advisor after she withdrew her nomination.
Jane, you ignorant slut. Was that
from
one?
From the Office of Management and Budget. Yeah, is that what he said?
No one's calling
something
anyone,
about, no one's
an,
calling
ignorant
anyone
slut.
An ignorant slut.
Joe Kennedy.
What? So,
nuts.
Biden wanted her to be the director of OMB, the Office of Management and Budget, and the Republicans made squealy noises because she made some nasty tweets about them in the past.
Nasty fucking tweets.
And went on TV and on MSNBC and said critical things about them that were nasty.
Oh, man. GW lied us into a war.
You're such a fragile.
They really are very fragile.
Snowflakes.
Yes. Why so angry? Have a Xanax.
I guess there's allegedly there was a confrontation between Eric Swalwell, Representative Swalwell, and some staffer of fucking Marjorie Taylor Greene.
God damn. People are fucking nuts.
MTG's aide yelled at Representative Swalwell today because he was wearing a mask in the House. Swalwell told him, "You don't tell me what to fucking do."
Swalwell said that to
him. "You don't tell me what to fucking do.
Go fuck yourself. You should have added that, Swalwell. Go fuck yourself, wacko."
An aide named Nick Dyer yelled, "Biden says you can take off your mask. Take it off." And Swalwell says, "You don't tell me what to fucking do."
Yeah. Yeah. But QAnon tells you what to do. QAnon. These scumbags. I mean, there's lots of scumbags in government, but jeez. Marjorie Taylor Greene, why are her aides, her staff, walking around yelling at people?
Swalwell said, "I regret I wasn't more explicit."
God, somebody's going to piss somebody off.
Yeah, we're going to look like one of those third world countries where everybody's duking it out on the House floor.
I'm thinking of fights right now that would be especially interesting. I mean, the problem with Mitch McConnell, if you hit him, I think
the Senate has got to be like,
Elizabeth Warren versus.
there's a lot of geriatrics in the Senate. It's going to be.
I want to see Elizabeth Warren beat the shit out of Louis Gohmert. Oh, my God.
Oh, cross chamber fights you want to see.
Come here, Louis. I bet she's, she did. Well, that was a lie, the thing with the sailor and the chain.
So there you go, Mississippi Republicans.
Yay! Wait, what did they do again?
Conservatives overturning a ballot initiative
for medical
marijuana. And in the process, in the process, invalidating the entire ballot initiative process.
Quit voting for Republicans. They don't want you to have weed. Mississippi is ran by Republicans. You guys didn't have any plumbing this winter. You had a water problem, just like fucking Texas, ran by fucking Republicans. God, so many of your roads aren't fucking paved. Quit voting for these assholes. They don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Swalwell's gonna walk through Congress like, fuck you!
you don't tell me what to fucking do.
Swalwell's at home. He's on like Amazon. He's like, I gotta get one of these fucking retractable batons electrified. I gotta go to work tomorrow. There might be some Q-limbs there I gotta fuck with. Send Cory Booker back in the fucking into Congress. He'll beat the shit out of everybody. He boxes, correct? Cory Booker boxes.
Did he? Does he?
Yes, he absolutely boxes. Okay, Cory Booker versus Mitch McConnell.
No, oh, please. It's just going absolutely batshit crazy.
Yeah,
absolutely batshit crazy.
That's crazy. Excuse me. Nutso.
Faithless Friday.
What is Jesus doing with all this? You know, running around down. Hey, God, Jesus, you still run Earth? Did you pass it off on some other fucking deity? You know all the shit's going around. You know, Swalwell can't run through Congress without Marjorie Taylor Greene's wacko staff yelling at him. He's going to beat the fuck out of somebody.
Yeah, I just want the president to understand there have been things worse than people without any firearms coming into a building.
That's Louis today talking about the insurrection.
But Louis, is that true? There were people with weapons.
No member of Congress was at risk from another member of Congress. Since then, as I understand it, there was an ethics charge leveled at Marjorie Taylor Greene that she was encouraging a debate with another member of Congress, and somehow that is apparently an ethics violation. I mean, I had a Democrat some years back come up and threaten to kick my buttocks. I think he used other language, but
threatened to kick my buttocks.
Louis,
another
God
member
damn.
Of Congress, and somehow that is apparently an ethics violation. I mean, I had a Democrat some years back come up and threaten to kick my buttocks. I think he used other language, but had he swung, I might have filed a complaint. But, here on the House floor, what we have are words. And we get into very heated debates at times.
How many times have you knelt in front of one of your colleagues' mailbox slot and yelled into it, Louis?
Who is he talking about? Who threatened his buttocks?
I don't know.
If he had swung, but he didn't.
If he had swung.
But see, that's that they do that. Nobody swung. He said if, okay?
You know, here on the House floor, what we have are words. And we get into very heated debates at times because we care deeply about the things we care deeply.
For, about. God.
What are you saying? What the fuck? Listen, I'm glad nothing happened to your buttocks.
I'm glad nobody kicked you in your buttocks.
We don't know who he's talking about. That's not even. That, oh, God.
Democrat. Whoever I support that Democrat, whoever
yeah,
it is.
Thank you. I'm glad you spared Louis' buttocks. Very strange.
So that's Louis.
Yay!
Providing us a probably another drop.
The Republicans seem like they're getting violent
and crazier.
Yeah.
Right.
How crazy will it get? I mean, which is a dumb question to say. Somebody say, well, January 6th, how crazier do you want it, motherfucker? It can't get any more crazier than that. I mean, that was crazy.
I mean, Malcolm Nance, who seems to have been right about predicting a lot of this shit, thinks it's going to go into the terrorist phase where, you know, these militias are going to...
Yay! That sounds like fun, Malcolm.
Yeah.
Welcome blow to the shit terrorist up phase of your society. What society are we in now if not the terrorist phase?
Yeah.
Jeez. We're going to be in the terrorist phase.
Faithless Friday, you all.
God, is it because I'm not praying like I should be that we're in a terrorist phase, or is it nothing to do with me? Am I being a narcissist, God?
Self-proclaimed Christian prophetess Kat Kerr.
Self-proclaimed.
Of course.
Yes.
You can't kill a demon, people.
Right.
This is the Bunsen Honeydew show. The guy that looks like Bunsen Honeydew, Steve Schultz, from ElijahList.com.
It's already good. It's like you can't kill the demon people. Then someone's like, oh, yes.
Well,
we
hear what she said.
You can't kill a demon, people.
Right.
You couldn't do it yourself at all. Okay. Number one, you're spiritual, you're physical. That's just not going to happen. If you had a physical sword, it would pass through them. It wouldn't do anything to them. All right. So this is the thing. You can have them bound, and your guardian angel number one is not one of the hosts. I have to let you know that. Those are totally separate. The guardian angels come under Gabriel. Okay. Your guardian angels mostly look like people, but with wings. Okay. The host.
Pump the brakes, everybody. I'm trying to figure out what I'm getting into.
She's saying it's not the guardian angel's jobs to protect you from demons? Is that what she's saying?
Where are these demons coming from, by the way, to be worried about? And it's not their job. I didn't know about these guardian angels. Could it be their job? Is there something I could do where they would protect me from these demons, though?
Well, you can have them bound, I guess.
Oh, that's the other thing. The angels.
It's kind of a BDSM thing.
Is she saying
anything? Ball gagged.
Do I bind these angels?
You can stuff a demon in a gimp outfit.
Is this Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Mostly look like people, but with wings, okay? The hosts don't ever look like people. They look like creatures, or they're made out of things like light or sound. I mean, but they're real, and they're fierce. They can battle the demonic. They can shred them, but not kill them. And I mean, they will literally shred them. They can leave marks on them. They can't kill them.
You know, I was trying to say she
people
does.
Give her money.
Well, you know, my point was, I know she doesn't. Marjorie Taylor Greene doesn't sound this crazy.
Right. Well, yeah. Right does now, she did. She was a Q-loon.
This is
another level.
Yeah, this is a different level.
I've seen, if I find that, I'm going to show it on a live stream. I'll just hold it up and show it to people. I literally took a picture one time when I first invited Heaven's Army. According to the protocol the Father gave me, I invited Heaven's Army to be one of my weapons.
First time I invited Heaven's Army to be one of my weapons.
Right. Heaven, it was, were they?
Apparently she took a snapshot, maybe a selfie with the troops.
Is this doing Heaven's Army a favor? Is this good for them?
I don't know. I don't know.
According to the protocol the Father gave me, I invited Heaven's Army to be one of my weapons. They began showing up outside in the sky over my home. And one time, not kidding, there was a whole group of them, the ones that looked like lions or the Royal Guard. They had some demons in chains and brought them over my roof, and I got a picture. Now, sometimes the picture.
Really?
She got a picture. She took a snapshot of these angels. I don't know.
She said, I'm not kidding.
Though. Dragging some demons around in chains over her house to show her. And she took a picture of it.
I'm not kidding.
She's going to hold it up and show everybody, she said.
It's because she's not kidding.
A picture of the angels.
Right. We know you're not.
Demons in chains.
The Lions of the Royal Guard, they had some demons in chains and brought them over my roof, and I got a picture. Now, sometimes the
picture, really?
Hey, I'm not kidding. They were showing me the ones they had captured and were dragging either for judgment, because I have been in the courtrooms of heaven where sometimes demons are dragged up and judged.
I've been in the courtrooms of heaven. She hangs out.
Oops. This is Heaven Court TV. This is fucking phenomenal.
And then the father deals with them. They're either thrown in a dry place. They're thrown in chains. That's what Spirit Force is all about. You're going to learn so much about that. So I don't have time. I won't answer any questions. But I can tell you, you can command your army if you have an army.
Okay.
You can if you have an army.
Let me understand something. Okay, good. You can command your army if you have an army. Okay.
Of course, she never produces the picture. Okay. That she said she has to find it.
Right, right. Oh, okay. But geez.
One would think a snapshot of lion-shaped angels dragging demons in chains over your house. You might hang that on the fridge.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Or oh yes,
make it your screensaver.
Oh yeah, if I have evidence of supernatural life, that is the most interesting thing about me. I understand that. I don't have to look for the fucking picture.
Prophetess.
But she is a prophetess, so that is
Kat Kerr.
That's a day ending in Y for her, though. To be fair, I mean, she's a. I'm no prophet-er, prophetess, whatever. I'm no prophet. I mean, I don't know why the fuck not. I mean, hey, wait. I have anointed myself prophet.
That's what they do. Mm-hmm. Self-anointing.
Rand Paul did that, right? With his eyeball practice.
I have another. Oh, this is really gross.
Oh, yes.
Montana.
Oh. I've been there. It's nice.
Yeah, I've been there too. It's a cool state.
Yeah.
A federal judge ruled Tuesday that a former Missoula man convicted of having gay sex would not have to register as a sex offender.
Convicted of what? Having gay sex?
In 1994,
okay,
he was 18 and had consensual sex with two 16-year-olds.
Okay.
He was convicted under the Idaho's Crimes Against Idaho.
Maybe they meant Montana. State line.
Crimes Against Nature law. Oh, no, it was Idaho it happened. Oh,
okay.
Which bans anal and oral sex between consenting adults.
Wait. I, as an adult, can't tell, can't make an agreement, I would guess that's how you'd say it, with another adult to have anal or the oral in Montana. It would be illegal.
In
Idaho.
Idaho, well, I believe.
Not that I'm trying to avoid Idaho.
Oral. Anal.
So he was convicted under Idaho's Crimes Against Nature law, banning anal and oral sex between consenting adults.
Oh, yes, of course.
According to a lawsuit this guy filed in 2020, he's been having to register as a sex offender.
Oh my God.
For his entire life.
This is crazy.
So I guess he moved to Montana and was like, I'm suing. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah. So finally, a federal court ruled that his requirement to register is unconstitutional.
Oh, nice.
And someone who is having consensual sexual contact with someone of the same sex does not pose a threat to public safety.
Absolutely. Grow the fuck up, motherfucker.
He went to jail for 7 years.
Jesus. Jeez.
Released on probation, he now lives in Butte.
Yeah.
And has been required to register as a sex offender. He says he's grateful that it's finally puts an end to his nightmare. But get this, the Attorney General of Montana is appealing.
Because he doesn't, what does he give a shit? Oh, it's gay stuff. That's why he cares. Because he's homophobic and stuff.
We filed a notice of appeal because this order weakens our state's sex offender registry law, opens it up to more attacks from out-of-state lawyers who are more interested in politics than the safety of Montana children.
Hey, listen, we are never going to get to the level of, like, Starfleet if we can't all grow up and just be adults, you know? It's none of your business where people put their fun parts, you know? Unless it's on you, and then that has to be consensual. On or in right. you, they have to be consensual. Near, depending how near.
The ruling said Montana has no rational basis for forcing, his name is Menges.
Menges
to register as a sex offender on the basis of a 1994 Idaho conviction for engaging in oral or anal sex with a 16-year-old male when he was 18.
Oral, anal.
But not forcing those to register as sex offenders who were convicted in Ohio in 1994 at the age of 18 for engaging in vaginal sex with a 16-year-old female.
Yeah.
So if you're 18 and the person you had sex with was 16 at the time, was one was male, one was female, you're good to go.
As long as it's vaginal.
If it was two boys or two girls,
oh,
you are going to jail.
God, we this country.
And that was not that long ago. That was 90-something. Yeah.
This country is fixated on the wrong shit.
Masturbation. Sadomasochistic abuse.
Gosh. Mr. Speaker, I mean, you know, we just don't care about anything remotely important. We're fucked.
I can't imagine this being upheld. So.
Do you know what I mean? We have to make it work on this planet. This is the only shot we fucking have. We're not going to Mars anytime soon. And Mars is going to be worse than it is here because you can't go outside and do anything.
Montana formally repealed its sodomy law in 2013.
Jesus.
After a Supreme Court ruling in 2003 said sodomy laws were unconstitutional. However, Montana still required people with sodomy convictions to register as sex offenders if they were convicted in a state that still required registration.
God. Quit focusing on the sodomy. In fact, get rid of the sodomy laws. Don't make people register as sex offenders because sodomy.
Three states, Idaho and two others, we'll let you guess in a second, still require sex offender registration for people convicted under their sodomy laws.
Okay. Alabama.
Idaho is one. Alabama is not.
God! Okay. Mississippi.
Ding, 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 ding,
fuck
ding.
Yes. Oh, okay.
We are, you know, we forget about what a fuckhole Mississippi is because absolutely. Of the Republicans there.
I'm going to go with Oklahoma.
No, Texas. This might be a tough one. South Carolina.
Oh, shit.
That would have been lower on the list for me, too.
Right.
I would have picked like 10 others before, eight others before South Carolina.
You forget because South Carolina has a coast. If you think of it differently than like, well, Mississippi has a coast, I guess. Oklahoma does not. I don't mean to show off my geography skills.
The attorney said it's unconscionable that in 2021, Montana would still put people convicted of having gay sex on the sex offenders registry. This kind of overt state-sanctioned homophobia would have been surprising 30 years ago. Today, it is shocking, and it is unconstitutional.
Think of what people have to go through because of this shit.
But Montana's gonna appeal.
Hell yeah! You don't have speed limits. You're watching grizzly bears and mountain lions and rattlesnakes. You've plenty of things to worry about. Gay sex is just fine.
That's part of that Faithless Friday stuff.
Jeebus.
I'm sure. Oh, look at the time. We're flying through here.
God, these Republicans are worried about, like, you know, why are they worried about all this stuff? This gay sex, and they're worried about, you know, the gay conversion therapy and trans stuff, you know?
Because it's all they've got. They don't have real policies, so they have to go for the crazier and crazier social issues.
It's like they're being bullied.
And make it sound like it's a national emergency that two or three trans girls may want to play high school sports in the nation.
Right.
Okay. But we have to. It's a national emergency, y'all. Yes.
And then somebody always has a dumb picture, that trans stuff, the story about all these men turning into women and dominating high school sports. Just stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Yeah.
It's not helpful. That's not the problem.
Elsewhere in the news.
Yes.
I'm watching the birds in the bird feeder.
Right.
So how ridiculous is that? What fucking year? What century are we in?
I don't know. That's fucking crazy.
That shit's still going on.
Yeah.
And
we live in the Handmaid's Tale. Yeah, man.
Put the Republicans back in and they'll try to reverse that shit.
Right.
No more gay marriage.
You should be nervous about putting any party in charge that doesn't want you to vote. That should be a super duper red flag.
Super duper.
Yes.
A national terrorism alert issued today, Ryan.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Ugh.
Warns that violent extremists may take advantage of the easing of pandemic restrictions to conduct attacks.
God,
the alert does not cite any specific threats, but it warns of potential danger from an increasingly complex and volatile mix that includes domestic terrorists inspired by various grievances, racial or ethnic hatred, and influences from abroad.
This sounds like MAGA. Sounds like MAGA, doesn't it? I mean, fit the grievance there, culture. You took something from me. I'm a snowflake. I'm upset. Obama. Blah, 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 blah.
Those threats were exacerbated by the COVID-19, which spawned conspiracy theories and deepened anger at the government in some quarters over the shutdown of the economy. As virus conditions improve, the alert says new dangers loom.
There's no way anyone could just calm the fuck down, take a chill pill, and just chillax and say, hey, we don't have to wear these masks anymore. We're going to have fun.
Violent extremists may seek to exploit the easing of COVID-19 related restrictions across the United States to conduct attacks against a broader range of targets after previous public capacity limits reduced opportunities for lethal attacks.
Damn. Gosh.
So now people are getting together in crowds. Now they're going to maybe start
where?
Some attacks.
Does anybody have an idea of where they're going to be?
They have no specific threats, but they note that historically extremists motivated by racial and ethnic hatred target religious institutions and businesses or gatherings.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so I don't know. We don't know where this is
or
when.
How about a BLM?
Oh, yeah.
Get together. I'm sure some of these militia, you can't wait to start pulling some triggers on BLM people.
Well, the police might as well. I mean, you know, these First Amendment laws about protests are fucking heinous.
So there you go. So keep your eyes out.
Right.
Open.
Don't keep your eyes out.
Yeah.
Keep your eye out in your head. But look.
You can pop them out real easy. If you sneeze, just leave them open.
That's right.
It's not true.
I learned that on Doogie Howser.
It's not true, everybody. What else have we got? We can't forget about Lauren Boebert.
What's Boebert up to?
Boebert's
still in Congress. Boebert's still a legislator.
She is.
Okay. Boebert.
she had an interview.
How'd that go?
These people you're talking about, the Democrats, who you know that they don't necessarily agree, but they're so intimidated and controlled. And then just the out and out attacks on you. How do you handle this personally and keep from becoming negative and hurt? How do you keep your family from being hurt through this?
The joy of the Lord is my strength. And, you know, with that joy, I draw up from the wells of salvation. And that-
this is the woman who wants to carry a sidearm onto the House floor.
These are weird things to say if you're into spraying bullets all over the fucking place.
And, you know, with that joy, I draw up from the wells of salvation. And that really is what keeps me strong. I have the armor of God, and that is all forward facing.
She got the +7 armor of God.
Oh, really? I think the armor of God. Let's have a look at those prescription bottles and let's see what real armor is going on.
It really sounds like a video game, doesn't it? I mean,
She sounds nuts.
She has the Lord, the joy of the Lord is her strength. I have the armor of God.
Oh, man.
She has the helmet of salvation. Oh, wait. No, she does. She says this. Wait.
And that is all forward facing to help me in the battle. I have the helmet of salvation and the shield of faith and the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth and the sword of the spirit, the shoes of peace.
I have the dildo of racism.
I have the strap on of justice. Congratulations. Wow, she is locked and loaded and ready for Jeebus fight.
Right? I have the bra of homophobia.
That's right. I have the chainmail of bigotry.
God.
The sword of the spirit, the shoes of peace.
The shoes
of
peace?
That's all forward facing for the battle. So I am well armed to go into this battle.
So creepy.
I am well armed, forward facing.
Battle.
Why would you wear your shoes backwards? Why is it important that we know that you are forward-facing?
Right. I ain't forward-facing.
What's up with that?
She's not afraid of a puma
right
in the woods.
Oh, okay. Where
you're
are
not
you?
Supposed to turn your back on it.
No, that's critters. True. Thank you, Bobert. That was the Bobert update. She's forward-facing, shoes of peace. Armed with Jesus, dildo of truth.
We've got, I guess the story is that Christians are having a tough time in California because they can't decide if they want to support Caitlyn Jenner or not.
Right. Okay. They're having a tough time. They can't decide.
Because she's trans.
Right. Well, it's not a tough decision. You're in the middle of a pandemic. Yes, we're still in it. I mean, it's still a thing. Let's take the pandemic out of it. Do you want Republicans to be in charge?
Do I?
Yeah.
I would prefer not.
You keep Newsom. Know a lot of people don't like him and stuff, but you really could have such... I mean, it could be so much worse for you. It could be... DeSantis or who's the guy in charge of Mississippi? Taint. He could be Governor.
Oh,
Taint.
Yeah.
Tate Reeves.
Tate Dicklicker. Yeah.
Taint Fuckface. It could be Taint Fuckface. So you have Newsom. Yes, he went to some private dinners and broke the quarantine, and that pissed everybody off. Our governor lied about the numbers. You know. And did a shit job of fighting the pan. At least Newsom tried, right? I mean, he tried.
Yeah.
That's more than our guy did.
big news. We lost one of the OG TV preachers.
There.
Frankly, I had assumed this old coot was dead, but he was not.
So it's not what's his face.
At 99 years of age.
Yeah.
TV preacher and
tongue talker.
Well, I'll read about what this guy did. Ernest Angley.
Oh yeah.
Ernest Angley.
Right.
Died at the age of 99. Says here, putting an end to a life full of abuse, scandal, and the worst kinds of Christian hypocrisy. This is not a pro-Christian.
I was going to say, maybe he's a nice guy, but I guess not.
He was the cult-like figure who ran the Grace Cathedral Church in Akron, Ohio.
Okay.
Just a few years ago, members of the church sued him for never paying them, despite working at his for-profit Cathedral Buffet Restaurant. Cathedral Buffet Restaurant.
Man, if you were making all that bank on your buffet restaurant in the middle of your fucking cathedral, you pay your staff, man. Holy shit.
In 2017, a county government sued Angley on behalf of a 76-year-old woman with dementia who they said was coerced into writing his check a church for $340,000.
Holy shit.
The same week, he was sued over a defaulted $3.6 million loan for his broadcast network.
Okay.
It says, but the shit really hit his fan in 2018. When a former staffer, Brock Miller, sued Angley for sexual abuse.
Damn!
That occurred over the course of several years.
Jeez.
When Miller resigned from the church, Angley's staff told the congregation he was a liar, drug addict, alcoholic, adulterer.
But he's telling the truth, ain't he?
The first allegations of sexual misconduct Miller alleges in the lawsuit happened just prior to his wedding, still a virgin at 19. He had questions about sex that he wanted answered, so he went to Angley. Quote, instead of giving me an answer like a pastor should, he said, well, I'm going to have to see your penis. boy, I don't know. Well, I'm going to have to see if you're demon infected, if that penis... Bring it out.
I'm trying to put myself in this person's shoes. This guy is like, I'm going to need to see your penis. There's no way he expected this.
Well, I'm assuming you're going to your pastor. You don't think you're going to whip your cock out.
I would have to say.
I'll pass?
What? I would think I misheard. I mean, that's crazy. I'm going to need to see your penis. And then what happened?
Well, I guess he showed him his penis. He said, I trusted this man. I really did. I trusted him. I didn't think he had any bad intentions. Angley advised Brock to masturbate, so he complied.
I'm going to give you some advice.
I want to make sure you can shoot some stuff.
Is that what he said?
No, I mean, maybe.
No. Wow. Well.
Years later, when Brock's wife became ill, Angley, he said, blamed the couple's sex life. He ordered more special massages just for Brock.
Your wife is sick. Let me give you some special massages. Just so I'm clear, he is a spiritual leader or was.
Brock's moment of clarity came in Angley's bedroom during another anointing.
Right.
Laying in Angley's circular bed naked as usual.
Circular.
Angley said, I'd really like to teach you how to give a good, passionate kiss. And the guy said instantly, no, it was just like a veil was completely lifted from my eyes, and I saw him at that moment for the monster that he is.
Where do you get a circular bed? Where do you get
that? You can buy a circular bed.
Where do you get sheets for that?
Well, that's tough.
Normal sheets, I imagine. God, a fitted sheet. I mean...
In 2019, an old audio recording emerged in which Angley admitted to having gay sex with one of his staffers, despite his long history of preaching against homosexuality.
Well, I mean, you know, you just can't assault anybody, you know.
He was made fun of for quite a while, like in the 80s.
Right.
His odd speaking voice, mannerisms, and toupee made him an easy target for comedians. Superstar Robin Williams mimicked Angley with a character named Reverend Ernest Angry.
Jack off for me.
Spoofing the preacher on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, wow. So he had some notoriety.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. He was one of the earlier TV preachers.
So was he always a creep, or is this creepitude a new thing for him?
While the comics and critics were piling on, Ang Lee was spawning a mega church that brought in so much money that by 2005, he was able to buy a $26 million Boeing 747.
Come on.
Which he used for overseas mission trips.
I bought a jet. Jack off in front of me. That's my advice. That's my advice. Wow. I mean, this guy's intense.
Hey, listen, I need some advice about my marriage. Show me your dick right now.
So okay. 99 years old.
Right. Show me your dick and then get on my jet. He bought a jet.
A 747. Not like a little damn private jet.
He's got Scientology cash. So, shit.
Grace Cathedral.
Yay. Hey, listen, congratulations. That's a good venture, right? They made some money. Making, is it still around? Probably.
I believe the miracle power of Almighty God is for everyone today. I was visited by God when I was 7 years of age, carried away by His Spirit, carried into the stars of heaven. There were stars everywhere, millions and millions of stars, and no way to number them. God says,
no way to number them.
There is, in fact, a way to number them. I believe that's called astronomy.
1981,
right?
The opening of the Ernest Ang Lee Hour.
Jeez,
on television.
Oh, that I've heard that name before. Yeah. Wow.
And he's wearing a pink suit.
Jeez. Well, he's theatrical.
The stars were the souls that I would win for him. With this heavenly vision from God, I bring to you his message of love, faith, and hope, salvation, and healing for all mankind.
He's standing in the middle of the stage on a slightly raised platform, and there are like Greek columns on either side of him. It's very it's like a Broadway stage.
I mean, I bet it's hard to get that choir gig. I bet you have to audition and be really fucking good.
Oh yeah, it's a great choir.
Yeah.
And healing for all mankind throughout the whole earth.
Jesus fucking Christ, man. That is some intense fucking shit, isn't it?
There you go.
Yay! Holy fuck.
Ernest Ang Lee.
Damn!
And a big hello to everybody today. The crusade is coming to you from Tampa, Florida. We showed you the Saturday night service already, and this is the Sunday afternoon service. When I was in Tampa the last time, it is something fantastic.
Now, we're just going to have to make sure that little willy works for you on your, that the Lord has anointed you, that it's going to work on your wedding night. So just whip that sucker out.
Show me your penis.
Start flapping it around, and we're going to make sure that you're able to perform for the Lord.
That's the word. You always know whenever he says those three words.
Which three
the
words?
Four words. Show me your penis.
Show me your penis.
Show me your penis.
I beg your pardon.
With Ernest Ang Lee, brought to you by Camel Cigarettes.
God, it's just so alien to me for people to go to religious leaders with advice about relationships or sex. It's so odd.
You're Catholic.
No,
you guys
was
do
raised
that.
Catholic. I got better.
You're right. Don't people ask the priest for their advice on?
Well, that's even crazier because priests can't marry,
right?
So that's even loonier if you go to a priest for marriage or sex advice,
right? Yeah. And then what kind of life advice did they have?
Hold on, let's do this in the confessional.
Yeah, wait a second. I just wanted some advice about buying a house. Why is your penis out? Show me your penis.
All right, what are you doing, Father, over there? Nothing. Nothing. Just
where'd the rosary keep going. Go?
Keep going.
Yeah.
Tell me about your sins. It was crazy. They loved that impure thoughts one. That was the one that.
God.
That.
This religion thing is
the teenage boys
fail.
were told to tell the priest.
It's a fail. And okay.
If your dick ever got hard.
Yeah. So these priests terrorize kids. Yeah. Oh yeah.
If I'm not around to witness it.
Yeah, they terrorize kids. And then they have all these treasures and all this valuable art.
Oh, the Vatican. Billions and billions of dollars worth.
But there's all these victims from their abuse.
Sure.
Couldn't they use that art and all that bullshit? Sell it. Give the money to these fucking victims.
Maybe they did. I don't know where they got a lot of the money. A lot of it's insurance, I guess.
Oh, right. We're not going to give up the Shroud of Turin.
Oh, okay.
Which is bullshit.
Right. How much is it?
Hmm?
Everything has a price.
Oh, I don't know
how much they give it up for. Come on. How much?
But they did the scientific investigation on it.
Right.
From the Middle Ages. Oops.
That's still, hey, I mean, you know, the Middle Ages. Oops. You say it like it's bullshit, but that was a long time ago. That's impressive.
Well, right, but it wasn't the shroud that Jesus raising from the dead burned with radiation his visage into the cloth. It's bullshit.
How do you know? They said they used a computer and they looked at it.
They took a little wee piece of it. Ooh. and they ran it through dating.
Right. We went through the computer. It's not as old as you think. Or it's older. It's not as old.
And the pigments are paint.
What?
Paint, not blood.
Okay. Well, okay.
It's all bullshit. Well, and if you add together all the pieces of Jesus's foreskin in various little chapels throughout the Europe that each of these little churches claims to have a real section of the Lord's of Jesus's little willy tallywhacker.
Yes, it's the size.
It's an elephant dick.
Oh yeah,
at least
it's the size of a 3 mile bridge. Right, it's huge. He has a huge. Jesus has a huge dick. Is that the point of the Catholic Church?
It's all crazy.
Is that the point, though, every day?
And apparently, you know, some saints have like 9 arms.
Right.
And multiple heads, because this guy has the skull of Saint Fuckalicious in their church. But then this other church, 3 countries over, says they've got the skull of Saint Fuckalicious.
Which saint of the Fuckalicious tribe decided that Catholics every motherfucking week have to go through this bullshit with the communion wafer every week?
Oh, that's from the Last Supper, man. That's OG Jesus stuff.
You can't get rid of that. I mean, that takes so long.
No, he told them, you know,
it's sanitary.
Eat this shit.
Eat this thing that everyone touched.
This is my body.
Drink out of this cup that everyone touched. Get COVID. Go fuck yourself. Get a canker sore. Get Jesus.
Don't drink the white glass.
Canker sore is real, though. Don't drink the white glass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elsewhere in the news, what have we got?
Yes.
Oh, about 10 minutes left here. Not even. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We appreciate you listening every goddamn weekday.
Thanks for listening to the Crab Diving Podcast, available on Stitcher, Spotify, the Crab Diving app, or thecrabdiving.com.
Got a, 12-year-old closing in on world record for youngest grandmaster at chess.
Damn!
12 years old.
Jeez, how the fuck? I mean, how many different ways can there be to move chess pieces upon a board that...
Oh, gazillions.
But, you know, you just can't. What if you use the winning method?
What do you mean?
The way that wins every time.
There is no way that wins every time because somebody else is using something else.
Just memorize it.
You can't.
Well, there's different methods.
Well, I mean, you can memorize strategies and openings and shit like that, but...
What's Trump's opening move? Generally,
he grabs him by the pussy.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Abhimanyu Mishra,
right,
is poised to break Sergei Karjakin's mark of 12 years, 7 months.
Okay.
To be the youngest grandmaster.
Damn. Congratulations.
From New Jersey.
What do they get? If you're a competitive chess person, do you get, I assume, sponsorships?
Oh, yeah, groupies.
What kind of sponsorships do you get? I mean, what do you do to play chess? Do you pick up the pieces with your hands? I guess gloves?
Well, you know, I don't know. Sure, I guess.
T-shirts. Special chess pieces. I mean,
Do you play with certain chess pieces? Some companies like, I want you to use mine.
I think the company, the tournaments supply the chess pieces.
I understand.
And the clocks.
Just like how a tennis player would get sponsored and you get a racket from someone.
Right, but there's no...
Someone's not going to give you a special...
But this is not the... This is... The board is... You don't bring your own pieces to play chess to a tournament.
I know. I just don't... I'm talking about something I know nothing about.
He's already the youngest ever international master at age 10.
Oh, shit! Do you play chess with your parents at all? Oh, fuck. 10 years old.
There you go. I mean,
do you think his parents got him into chess?
I haven't played chess in forever, huh? What?
Did his parents do this to him? Got him into chess, made him a grandmaster? Like Venus's parents?
I mean, I don't know. I would assume they're encouraging it, but at some point, you got to think a 10-year-old has to be really into it to
right.
be that good.
What's his goal? If you're the chess grandmaster, is your goal to just continually, you want to be that grandmaster forever until you're dead?
Well, the grandmaster is the level you win after you're a grandmaster for life after you've achieved X
you don't have to maintain
of
it.
Championships or whatever.
It's not like the fighting
right,
belt.
Right. No. Okay. Like, Bobby Fischer
was he a better chess player as a kid?
Who, Bobby Fischer?
Or
he was one of those really young,
really great
phenoms players. Too. Yeah.
Okay. You should get better at chess as you get older because your brain gets bigger, I would think.
Yeah, I would think you could.
Right.
That's why there's a lot of older guys still playing.
Right.
But it would suck to lose to a 10-year-old.
Oh, my God.
I mean, if you're a grandmaster and you lose to a 10-year-old.
I would like to think it would be, God damn it, fuck!
That's great. Yeah. That's fucking great.
Fuck! Are you beating me? Shit. It's like watching those kids on the internet. It's like, this little kid, this 4-year-old, knows how to play the whole Handel's Messiah on a banjo.
Feds reveal MAGA rioters anguished message to Trump after realizing he wasn't getting pardoned. A member of the Proud Boys who was arrested for taking part in the MAGA riots angrily lashed out at former President Trump after he realized he wouldn't be getting a pardon.
Ah, damn, it hurts. Daddy don't love you. Daddy don't give a fuck. Daddy doesn't care about you, Proud Boy. Oh, fuck, that hurts. Ouch. Really, that must hurt.
Politico reports that Proud Boy leader Ethan Nordine sent anguished messages on January 20th, after he watched Trump leave office without delivering a blanket pardon.
Oh, shit.
To him and all of those that worked on his behalf.
I don't know, Ethan. I don't know if you listen to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app. He doesn't give a shit about you. He doesn't give a fuck. Is that correct?
All right, I'm going to say it. Fuck Trump.
Oh.
Fuck him more than Biden. I followed this guy for 4 years, given everything, and lost it all. Yes, he woke us up, but he led us to believe some great justice was upon us, and it never happened. Now I've got some of my good friends and myself facing jail time because we followed this guy's lead and never questioned it. We are now and always have been on our own. So glad he was able to pardon a bunch of degenerates as his last move and shit on us on the way out. Fuck you, Trump. You left us on the battlefield, bloody and alone.
Oh, Ethan, you fucked up. You fucked up. Trump doesn't care about you. We all know what Trump cares about. Golf, Ivanka, Happy Meals, Diet Coke, being racist. What else?
So the sad little Proud Boy.
Raping.
He doesn't.
Fuck Trump.
He threw you under the bus. In fact, he didn't throw you under the bus. He just didn't do anything.
Yeah, what a shocker.
He didn't give a fuck about you. You're upset. That's hilarious.
We got to go, but there was a, I think there was some that, that
care about me.
We talked about the fact that Florida is talking about what happens if Trump is indicted.
Yes.
In a different state and needs to be possibly extradited.
Right.
And that the governor, because of our shitty laws here, might be able to thwart any extradition of his orange daddykins.
That's right, Pat.
But they're saying now that looking at the laws and everything, they don't think he could do that. But the headline is Florida can't use its constitution to shield Trump, but that doesn't mean DeSantis won't still try. And that's the thing. Yes. That's what Trump wanted Pence to do. Pence had 0.0 authority to not certify anything. So if Pence would have said, I'm not going to certify this.
And Trump can use this to raise money, right?
Right.
He can send out an email blast about this.
And Trump said, well, then they would have gone to, you know, they would have gone to a lawsuit.
Right.
And it would have gone to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court would have made him president. That's what he was hoping Pence would do.
I'm sorry he disappointed you. If Pence could have done that, he would have.
But they know that they can't do it, but they don't care.
Yeah, they're unreasonable.
And they try it anyway because they think, hey, maybe we'll get some crazy ass judges, the right combo of judges. You never know.
Yeah, something will happen.
Right.
If I do this thing, something will happen, and it might be really shitty, and that's okay. That's how they are.
They don't. Yeah,
that's nice.
That's how Republicans roll.
Oh boy, thanks guys. Great.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Let's do it again Monday through Friday on your favorite podcasting application, crabdiving.com. And find out, my computer's doing weird shit. Find out what Ryan's doing on the internet. Go to Rated R Comedy on the Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a good, blessed weekend, everybody. Stay safe. Stay out of COVID and all that shit.
Viva la resistance.
Mr. Speaker, I request permission to read the definition of sadism.
Please continue.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.